It's hello again to Orla Belfrage, a former Kalambaris employee who, it appears, has won a hard-fought and long-fought battle for compensation after not being paid accurately and correctly. Orla, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me on.
So I think you were told some time ago that you weren't really entitled to anything at all. Is that right?
Yes, several times actually, but yeah, the most recent time after July this year where there was news that MAID establishment was actually back paying $7.8 million, not $2.6 million, I was like, I haven't been paid yet, and they sent me a message saying they still didn't owe me money, and yeah, but I received a payment this morning.
How much did you get, can I ask?
Yeah, sure. So I've got, after tax, I got $5,600, but it was just over $8,000 I was owed altogether.
Oh, well, congratulations. And is that the accurate amount, as you and your advisors understand?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, it seems to be calculated really well. I mean, it's calculated without, they still think that they're not liable to have back paid me, but it was, I still received all the week-by-week calculations, and, yeah, it seems accurate.
Well, as I say, congratulations. That's really good news. What's it been like all this time? Well, for one thing, fighting the battle and also being without that money.
So, I mean, this is coming up on, like, 3 years of me trying to communicate with them. So exhausting, a huge waste of my time trying to communicate with them in any form. And I mean, I guess a lot of hospitality workers, this is just like, we just assume that a lot of our hours are just unpaid or we'll never get anything. So it hasn't, this still feels like a bit of a surprise to me that I was calling something out for so long and being told that I was wrong or mistaken, and then actually it's turned and been found that actually I was correct.
How do you feel about George Kalambaris, your time there, and the entire business now that you're well out of it?
Look, I've always said this, like, I still have a huge appreciation for the fact that was one of my first jobs in hospitality, and I was trained really well. But also we're seeing more again and again that there's just so many companies that are doing this. So my feelings have sort of distaste for the fact that they just still continuously, like, uphold the fact that they haven't done anything wrong is frustrating, and I know that for so many workers they're just like, how can we go up against these massive sort of companies or faces or celebrities, but it's so great that me, and there was a group of us as well that have just pushed and pushed and pushed, and now we've actually got the outcome that we deserve.
If George was on the line here today with you, what would you say to him?
Look, there's part of me that would love sort of an apology at some level, and like acknowledgement that that even though they say, yeah, they're not liable for this, that actually, like, it still was a huge waste of my time. And I'd ask him to, yeah, keep the whatever this new found sort of communication is with me. I'd encourage him to do that with all of his workers.
Orla, before I let you go, are you aware of any other friends or colleagues who also worked for MAID establishment that are still waiting for their money?
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends that are still trying to hold of their payslips or calculations from MAID, but I know that, well, Hospital Voice has still been pushing this stuff, and we've got Young Workers Centre that's supporting loads of them, so hopefully they get a resolution as well soon.
Good on you. Orla Belfrage there, who's a former employee of George Kalambaris' company, MAID Establishment.